told you, but I think I know a way I could be. Could you help me?
Of course.
Can I come over to your place?
I'm from Greece.
Oh, it's Greece. Jason Big Joe, 102.5.
Hey!
106.3 The Game. We're having a Greece theme today. Predators, Canucks, Game 6 coming up tonight here at Bridgestone Arena. Be here early. Gates open at 3. Puck drop just after 6. And we say hello now to one of the all-time favorites, just a great guy to cover, Anthony Boteto, former Predators defenseman. Tony on the line with us. Anthony, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Always a pleasure. I appreciate you extending the offer to come on. Always exciting, so I'm glad to be here. Hope everyone's doing well.
Yeah, we're doing fantastic. I saw your tweet because you were asking where to get a catfish, and I'm like, oh, is Tony coming to Smashville and joining? I mean, there's been so many catfish on the ice for this series, which has been a lot of fun, but that got my attention, so glad you could join us.
Yeah, for sure. I was at Friday's game. And we brought our 3-year-old daughter, me and my wife, and we had a blast. And we actually, I was like, it's up 3-1 with 2 minutes left. I was like, let's get out of here before the traffic. And then we leave. I'm like, oh, my God. And then chaos ensued, and they unfortunately lost. But I was like, you know what? I got to come back, and I'm staying the whole night tonight for sure.
So are you still living in Nashville, or are you just visiting?
No, I live here full-time now. So when I was done, I wanted to come back here. I fell in love with the city. The city treated me well. You know, the team was a blessing for me. I had a blast playing here, and when we bought our house, that was our goal, and I was done playing to come back and kind of make Nashville home, and that's kind of what we are doing.
So you remember the ride that, you know, the team went on and the fans and everything and in 17 and then just those teams and the success. So what's it like now, you know, being able to kind of watch it and take it in as a fan?
It's been a blast. Like when we went Friday night, we found a couple times during the year, I think what Nashville does in terms of fan interaction and for kids is special. And as a player, you don't get to appreciate that. Now that I'm done, you get to go back to the games. And it's kind of cool bringing my daughter in there. And, you know, it was funny Friday. We were walking around the concourse and, you know, people just say hello and take pictures still. And my daughter's like, Daddy, why are you taking pictures with everybody? So we were laughing about that. But it's a special place. And I was very fortunate to play here.
We're talking to Anthony Boteto this morning on the Chasing Big Joe show. All right, you come back to the building. Take me back to when you were a player here. I mean, what was it like on the ice with the crowd being loud and everything? I mean, the special moments that, and you know, you look forward to, Anthony, that you're that's the reason you live here now, because this city just embraced you. What was it like as a player here?
Yeah, it was special, really special. You know, you go to a lot of other cities, and you know, there's different types of fans. Sometimes you get booed for doing stuff, but I feel like Nashville's always been passionate and supportive of the team. You know, going down the Broadway every night, and when I was there, it's pretty much a sold-out building every night. They're passionate. They deserve. They want to win. And it's just been it's been a blast for me, for my family. And like I said, now that I'm done, it's cool being on the other side of it and cheering on like buddies and friends and you know, letting my daughter kind of experience that and kind of, you know, go through that process as a outsider now looking in.
You know, it's funny, hockey, I mean, there's 15 guys each year on a team that, you know, it moves, and you play with other teams after you left Nashville. But there's a few constants that are here, like Roman Josi. It's got to be cool, Anthony, to still see Roman playing at a high level, knowing that you shared the locker room and everything with a guy of Roman's caliber, personality, and the way he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Yost is a guy that we stayed in touch with, you know, through when I left, and still we see their family all the time. We get our kids together. My wife's good friends with Ellie, and you know, that's a special bond. That's another reason why we came back here. We have a lot of friends and a lot of people that I played with who, you know, want to make Nashville home. I see Colton all the time, and so it's been it's nice.
Yeah, you left here. You played Minnesota, Winnipeg, New York, and teams after that. Did you ever get, I know you're not from here, but did you ever get homesick, like when you went to the other teams, like, God, I miss Nashville?
To be honest, that's a tough thing. You know, growing up in New York, and I was always a Rangers fan, so getting to play for New York was a special thing. Something that's what you dreamed as a kid, you know, playing for the New York Rangers, being from New York. Being able to start my career in Nashville was special. You go to other cities, and then it's more business-like, or, you know, it's not going to be the place you're going to live. I loved Winnipeg, you know. I was fortunate to play there. Great fan base there. But like I said, making roots in Nashville was always our goal after playing here. The people, the city embraces hockey, and it was a special place, and that's exactly why we came back.
Anthony Beteto is with us, former Predators defenseman. And you know this, Anthony, playing in these type of series. I always feel like by game three, you don't like each other anymore. You probably didn't like each other going in, but you definitely don't like each other anymore. We've seen a physical series between Vancouver and Nashville. What's it like being in those battles where you're seeing the same team, you know, multiple times and just it's like there's one guy that'll get under your skin? I mean, we remember the battles between, you know, Ryan Johansson and Ryan Kessler with Anaheim. Yeah. But what's it like kind of being in the middle of those battles and playing a series like this?
Yeah, I mean, that's the playoffs. That's playoff hockey to a T. You get those little inner battles and you know, through the course of a series. The intensity's picked up every minute. And then I think the fans bring a lot of that emotion. So you build off of that fan base. And, you know, going into Vancouver is not easy. And I think for them pulling that game back out, I feel like they're back against the wall. It's pretty remarkable. And I think tonight's going to be a special game. And I'm sure that rink down there is going to be off the wall tonight.
Anthony Beteto is with us, former Nashville Predator, beloved Nashville Predator. You scored your first NHL goal with the Preds in 2015-2016. Do you remember what game that was?
Yeah, in Calgary. Mike Fisher assisted on a little backdoor pass, and I buried it.
And
I remember most of my goals. I don't have many of them.
Did you keep the puck?
Yes. They gave me a nice little plaque. Nashville does it right, and they put it on a plaque for me, and that's I still have it, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Also, you scored a goal with the Rangers. You remember that game?
Oh, yeah. That was my second game as a Ranger, and that was a wild one. I think I won goal of the year that year for the New York Rangers, and I blacked out, man. I was just flying around the ice like it was summer hockey, and somehow it went in.
Oh, my goodness. And so you're going to be in the house tonight, right?
Yep, I'll be there tonight.
Yeah, what's it, you know, Chase had asked you about, you know, the environment coming back and all that, but, I mean, really special to know you've been part of this great franchise, you still got buddies on the ice, and your kids are with, I mean, it's got to be, Anthony, just a very special, almost a surreal moment for you.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, you know, you're on the ice, you get so zoned in at times, and you know the crowd's there and it's loud, but being on the other side of it now as a fan, and as, you know, I got a lot of buddies on that team still, and you know, seeing them and wanting them to win is fun, man. Like, there's no other way to put it. It's a surreal thing that, you know, I could tell my daughter I played out there for sure. And you know, one day, hopefully she appreciates that. She's still young. She's kind of, you know, just watch hockey right now. But it's, yeah, it's cool, man. It's special.
So what when you watch the Predators in the system now with Andrew Brunette, who played a long time in the National Hockey League, you know, and you played for Peter Laviolette here and kind of his style. Do you see similarities or do you feel like it's completely different? Because I just feel like the speed has really picked up with this team.
Yeah, I think the speed is there. I think they have a lot of guys on that, you know, offensive side of the puck that can fly up and down the sheet. I don't think that's a no-brainer. You know, I never played for Brunette. Lavi was a, you know, very passionate guy, got you ready for everything. And I think, you know, we played pretty fast. I think the game's also become faster now. But I think what he's done, and I think I just saw on Twitter that he's up for the finalist for the Jack Adams Award. I think it's well-deserved. Yep. I think starting this year, I don't think anybody thought Nashville would be playing in May. And here they are. They go on that stretch in February and March, which was unheard of. I think they beat the record when I was here for most wins or points in a row. And tonight's another night. They're backs against the wall. It's something they've kind of, you know, done all year. People are counting them out. And, you know, they're in a position, you know what, force a game seven and see what happens. That's the best part about playoff hockey.
Yeah, for sure. Tony, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this. And hopefully we'll run into you tonight. And cheer loud and proud.
Absolutely, I will. Always a pleasure, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, for sure. Anthony Beteto, former Predators defenseman, better known as Tony, joining us here on the program. Always enjoyed the chats with him, and thanks so much for him to do this. I think it's really cool now that, you know, and Hal Gill's talked about this and Chris Mason, that, you know, when your playing career is behind you, to now be able to, you know, share that moment with your kids and your family and watching the game. And, you know, there's a few guys on this team that he played with, obviously, UC Saros, Roman Josi, Colton Sissons, Philip Forsberg, But, you know, now to kind of look at it from the other point of view is got to be pretty cool for
him. Well, and it also speaks volumes to the city of Nashville. I mean, this guy
– he wanted to move back.
Could have gone anywhere. And that's what a lot of Titans do, and they, you know, they stay here. This city is really special in a lot of ways. And, you know, he could have gone anywhere to live, but they come back here to the city because it's really is a small, big town. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they're still at core. This is a fantastic, wonderful, beautiful city because of the people. And right there is an example of Anthony Boteto coming back and staying here.
Yeah, for sure. And just
a
fan favorite as well. But pregame at 5, the puck drop just after 6 tonight. Here at Bridgestone Arena, and we'll come back with what day is it and celebrity birthdays here on the Chasing Big Joe show on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.